When the Taliban government fell in 2001, their fighters went on the run, for the most part, across the border to Pakistan, where they found sanctuary and sympathy among the ethnic Pashtun tribesmen that control the largely lawless tribal areas. Now reinvigorated, Taliban fighters have ratcheted up their attacks on NATO and U.S. troops in Afghanistan from bases in areas of Pakistan like Balochistan, Waziristan, and Bajur, with fighting this year reaching levels not seen since 2001. Pakistan and Afghanistan have pointed the finger of blame at each other for not doing enough to bring the militants under control, and that has strained relations. James Dobbins, director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at the RAND Corporation, says the Taliban sanctuaries in Pakistan are a major headache for the U.S.-led anti-terrorism efforts.
Pakistan is really our preeminent problem in the region and in the region more broadly. I mean, if there's a central front in the war on terror, it's Pakistan, it's not Iraq. Terrorists who are planning on blowing up airplanes across the Atlantic don't go to Iraq for inspiration, guidance, or financing. They go to Pakistan. Bin Laden's not in Iraq, he's in Pakistan. It was the Pakistani government that was supporting the nuclear programs in North Korea and Iran. The Taliban is operating out of Pakistan.
Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf says the problem of the Taliban is not on his side of the border.
We are doing all that we can. The Taliban problem is an Afghan problem.
But Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States, Saeed Tayyab Jawad, says the core cause of the problem is in Pakistan.
In order to fight terrorism effectively in Afghanistan, we have to deal with the issue of institutional support for extremism in Pakistan.
General Musharraf is trying to address U.S. and British calls for him to get tougher with the Taliban. But his cooperation with the United States is facing increasing opposition from Islamic religious parties and even, say analysts, from within his own military, whose ranks are reluctant to go into tribal areas and fight their own countrymen. An offensive into North Waziristan to attack militant strongholds resulted in large casualties and ended with a peace deal between the government and pro-Taliban tribal leaders. Afghan affairs analysts say Pakistan has repeatedly tried to intervene to get a pro-Pakistan government in Kabul, and that the Taliban, which ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001, was largely the creation of Pakistan. Barnett Rubin of New York University, a leading expert on Afghanistan, says that Pakistan has not abandoned its efforts to get a friendlier government in Kabul, even if it includes Taliban elements.
There's every indication that the Taliban are planning and equipping themselves for an even more massive offensive in the spring, which will coincide with a Pakistani diplomatic offensive asking for a change of government in Kabul and the installation of people more friendly to Pakistan.
On the other side of the border, Afghan President Karzai is struggling to establish his government's authority around the country, but is hampered by corruption and a growing narcotics trade. Recent U.S. studies say opium production is at an all-time high and that efforts to train the Afghan police have had only limited success. The two presidents met recently in Washington to try to iron out their differences and agreed to convene a joint jirga, or council, of tribal leaders from both sides of the border in the spring. Pakistani officials say that jirga is high on the agenda of the Pakistani-Afghan foreign minister talks. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com